This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
So Car Talk for me was something that I listened to with my dad on Saturday mornings when we were driving around. And my father is a big car nerd, so I think the show for him represented this alternate reality in which he was actually like the mysterious third member of Car Talk. And he would attempt to answer all of the questions before they could. I will really miss that laugh. And I will really miss that feeling that there were two other guys out there who were sort of the soulmate of my father.
On Monday, November 3rd, 2014, American radio lost one of its most beloved figures. Tom Malozzi was the host of NPR's Car Talk, an unlikely laugh-out-loud show about the ins and outs of automobile maintenance. Tom was a radio pioneer. He and his brother Ray took their passion for fixing cars and made this highly technical topic not just accessible, but hilarious. Between their clever puns, willingness to answer offbeat questions, and wealth of technical expertise, they turned Car Talk into a classic American program. It ran for 27 years. Heritage Radio's Allison Hamlin opened this piece with her favorite memory of Car Talk. And we'd like to honor Tom by sharing some more stories about this well-loved program from our hosts.
Tommy and his brother were terrific. They were groundbreakers in talk radio. I just remember back in the late 80s in my car tuning in and hearing these two guys chatting. And it was Car Talk. It was the funniest show I ever heard. I mean, they broke the rules, you know. They just had great conversations, and I think they just did a fabulous job.
To me, Car Talk was just an integral part of every Saturday morning. I was really never that interested in the car part of it, and more just in the dynamic between the two of them and the jokes. And I loved the way they interacted with the people who called in. They were always so kind of funny and receptive and warm to them. And I liked them. You sort of felt like you were in on the joke, and everybody was just having a really good time.
It was like looking at life through the two brothers, through cars. It's funny, they had distinct personalities, but it was really the power of the back and forth that made the show work, which is, I think, why I feel so sad at Tommy's passing, because there are just certain things in life that are a duo, that are a pair, and it was really the repartee between the two of them that made the show so special and so unique.
Yeah, Car Talk, one of those shows. Like, you'd think you'd sit in the car with your radio on, two brothers just cracking up and having fun and taking phone calls on how to fix on the transmissions or whatever, but it was genius. Those guys were just great. Those two brothers up in Boston just killing it. Don't ask why. They were just magical.
My favorite episode ever of all time, I will never forget, like having tears streaming down my face while I was listening to it driving, was someone called in because he couldn't keep his goats from jumping up on top of his car. And he was wondering if there was a way he could wire his car to his electric fence to electrify the car so that when the goats jumped on top of it, they would get a gentle but persistent zap to keep them from jumping on the car. They really let anybody ask anything.
I've listened to that show for maybe a decade. I pretty much have started every Saturday morning for years with a cup of coffee and Car Talk on the radio. So Saturdays just won't be the same. It's hard. It feels like you lost a friend or a family member. That's how much those guys worked their ways into my life, and I know the lives of a lot of other people.
Tom was a great trailblazer in talk radio. Heritage Radio Network is grateful for his work because it helped make ours possible. He will be sorely missed. In this story, you heard from Allison Hamlin, Linda Palaccio, Aaron Fairbanks, Erica Wides, Mike Colomeco, Emily Peterson, and Carrie Diamond. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.